And now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. This portion of the show is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. Maui Jim Sunglasses, the choice of the best captains. Shimano Rods and Reels, fish with the best, Shimano. And by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Here we go. Another great hour of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Here's Pete Gray and rock god Rick Maxa.
Welcome back. Hour number two. Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Pete Gray here with rock god Rick Maxa in the Mighty 1090 studios with Kevin Kelly from West Coast Marine, Parker Boats, talking fishing, and a good time here. Fish are biting.
They are. Oh, man.
Finally.
Such a good day hearing from Scott Mizell, hearing from Captain Franco Presti. Obviously, those great catch reports. The switch has flipped, and it was about time because we've looked at a lot of not biting fish, and it's good to have those things biting and giving us a shot now. Hey, we're having a great time here on Let's Talk Hookup. If you want to join us in the second hour, there's two ways that you can do that. It's been a busy morning, but we definitely have phone lines open right now, both on the toll-free line. There's one available on the toll-free number. That's 877-792-1090. Again, 877-792-1090. And it's been a busy morning, but we do have one local line open right now also. That one's 858 area code 457-1090. Again, 858-457-1090. Not only are we talking fishing, talking Parkers, talking Yamahas, everything in between, also giving away a great prize. One lucky caller at the end of the show today is going fishing on a three-quarter day trip aboard the San Diego at a C4 Sport Fishing. Again, we talked about earlier in the show, San Diego had a great day at the Coronado Islands yesterday. Yellowtail, Barracuda, Bonita, Calico Bass, the full three-quarter day run, great fishing, great opportunity, and somebody at the end of the show is going to get to go fishing on that great boat to San Diego on a three-quarter day trip.
Indeed. You want to get through, there's your chance. 877-792-1090 open right now. Let's go ahead and jump back into it. Talk to Kevin.
Brian in Temecula, you're up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Hi, Brian.
Good morning, guys. I'm just a bit of a novice as far as, like, knowing what to do as far as research-wise and buying a boat. I heard you guys talking about, like, the 23- and the 25-foot Parkers.
Right.
Can you tell me as far as, like, you know, I'd like to have something that I'm going to put on a trailer, but, I mean, what's the cost difference between the two, and, like, why would one buy one over the other, basically?
They're pretty distinctively different boats. The 23 is an 8.5-foot beam boat. Easily trailered by a half-ton pickup truck. Probably the most popular of the boats are the 2320s.
Double-axle trailer.
Double-axle trailer and a single engine. The 25-foot boats are 9.5-foot beam, a whole foot wider. Still on a double-axle trailer, but now you're pushing 10,000 pounds. And so you're going to need a bigger vehicle to pull those things. And also because of the 9.5-foot beam, you need to consider the wide load situation, going down the highway. And they're more expensive. You can get, all in on a 23 for right around $100,000. And that's with a bait tank and rod holders and really nice electronics. Typically, we're doing a lot of Simrad right now.
Simrad stuff's pretty awesome. Hard to beat it.
Yeah, it's hard to beat. 90% of the stuff we're doing right now is Simrad.
I think it's all touchscreen, easy to
use. Touchscreen, and a lot of that is driven by that that broadband radar. Lot of people like that broadband radar. And
it's amazing how good that
and that autopilot system that that they have for Simrad is awesome.
Nobody beats the autopilot.
Simrad is the best in autopilot.
Yeah.
And then when you get up to the 25s, you're probably $150,000 all in. And if you go crazy with the tower and that kind of stuff, you can get more. So,
so it's that much more.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You got two engines now instead of one.
Uh-huh.
And the electronics, you're going to put a 12-inch screen in instead of a 9-inch screen. So you got more expense there.
See, the thing I like about Kevin is there's no BS. You know, I mean, so many people could say, like, oh, I could get you into that boat for, whatever bottom, but that's the realistic price. That's the price that you're driving away with it at. That's not throwing a number out there that's the price of a hull, and oh, by the way, you're going to need a trailer, and you're going to need this, and you're going to need that, and you're going to need a, that's the real deal thing. Like, that's what you're paying for that boat when you're driving home with it.
I'm up front. That's it.
Yeah.
You know?
And what other people have to understand is you're dealing with Kevin. This is
this
is the head cook and bottle washer, right?
I do it all.
You deliver the boat.
I deliver the boat.
Yeah, you work with the deal with the customer.
Yeah. I even get in there and wrench on stuff, too.
It, man. There's no BS at West Coast Marine. Yeah. It's just you guys run such a great operation. I'm really proud to have bought our boat from you.
Yeah, indeed. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. That does free up 858-457-1090 open right now.
Next up, let's talk to Dan. He's calling us from Encinitas this morning. Good morning, Dan. Welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning, guys. Thanks for my call. I got a question on anchoring up. I guess it was Labor Day when the wind was really blowing. We couldn't get anchored up on Desperation Reef, and we were just getting tossed around. And is there a specific way to anchor up on the reef?
Lots of line.
Lots of chain. Heavy anchor, lots of chain. How big a boat did you have?
It was a sport boat. It was an 80-footer.
Oh.
And we couldn't get locked in.
Oh.
That's interesting.
Those guys are normally pretty good at that stuff.
Yeah.
But
problem with Desperation, it's deep,
it's
right?
Deep,
it's
exactly.
300 feet or something like that. And you need at least double, triple that in line and chain.
You need a lot of scope, a lot of line out there to get the angle down.
Yeah.
Maybe we can't, you know, obviously not being there, we can't answer Dan's exact question as far as what he could on the sport boat, but maybe you could go over what it takes to anchor properly on your 23 Parker, you know, what's an appropriate anchor and chain setup? You know, I know it maybe doesn't answer a specific question, but I'm sure a lot of us out there, that's something that, you know, is not an A plus in everybody's game.
Most of the boats I get come with the windlass on the boat, and it's a Lumar 700 Pro Fish free fall windlass. So Parker supplies us with the chain and the anchor road, and it's 300 feet of line, and they typically give me 15 feet of chain. I immediately cut that off and put 30 feet of chain on on the 23s, and I'll go up to 40 feet of chain on the 25s.
You want at least the length of your boat, right?
And I go longer.
Yeah,
and
that's a good
they
idea.
You know, recommend a certain weight anchor, and I go the next size up.
Do you? Yeah.
So that anchor now has a chance to get to the bottom, and with all the chain, you know, dig in and lay down, and we pack in 300 feet of that 8-plate, that soft line that packs real nice in the chain locker. So on these free-fall winches, you put it in down mode for 3 or 4 seconds, and the clutch will actually disengage, and it'll allow the anchor and the chain to just free fall. You don't have to power it down,
right?
And it goes straight to the bottom. And you don't want to power up while it's going. You got to let it go all the way to the bottom, and then back up. And
now, why don't you want to power up?
Because you'll lock the clutches on the gypsy. And with the chain still falling fast, and it'll gall the clutches and stick and bind.
Oh, well.
So you've got to let it go all the way to the bottom, and then stretch it out, and stretch it out good. Get a lot of scope on it. But now that you have a heavier anchor and more chain, you have a better chance of actually getting the anchor to set.
Is chain more important than anchor, or does one have to one just as important as the other?
Chain more important than
like the weight of the anchor.
I think chain's probably the most important.
I agree.
I think
with
so
that.
Too.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah,
and you got to look at the physics of the whole thing.
Right.
The anchor is the thing that's on the that locks into the ground, but the chain is what keeps it in the ground.
Right.
Exactly.
And keeps that. If you look at any diagram of anchoring technique, it's all about the chain laying on the ground, the ground mm-hmm. tackle being on the ground and digging in.
Yeah, and as the boat bounces up and down, you're going to have that chain lifting off the bottom and then resettling back down. And if you don't have enough chain, every time the bow bounces up, you're going to pull the anchor up. Pull the anchor up.
Yeah.
We took our boat out for 4th of July, anchored up underneath SeaWorld to watch the fireworks, and it was pretty breezy. If you wanted to get a, I mean, it's not the nicest thing to say, but if you wanted to get a little bit of a chuckle about people maybe that weren't experts at anchoring their boats and dragging and swinging and flying around, there's not a lot of expertise on 4th of July weekend fireworks day. It was pretty solid.
No doubt about it. More is better.
Yeah. More is better.
Whatever you think you need, double it.
Just make sure you have a Steven with the, which is our deckhand and Neil's employee who goes fishing with all the time. Just make sure you have a Steven with you if you got a lot of chain and not a windlass. That's a really important part of the program,
for sure.
Too.
Yeah. Hey, thanks a lot for the
young
call.
Buck.
Yeah. Yeah. Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
Hey, with that, it's time to find out what's going on. A guy that knows all about it is your saltwater guide, Captain Dave Hansen. And today, his catch report sponsored by Gamakatsu Live Bait Hooks. They drive the point home. Gamakatsu features the absolute perfect bends and ideal barbs to allow your baits to swim harder and longer. And when they do fall victim to the intended predator, Gamakatsu hooks bite back with vengeance. All their hooks are not the same. Go with Gamakatsu hooks for infinite success. There's nothing like a Gamakatsu. And there's nothing like your saltwater guide, Captain Dave Hansen, who's got our fishdope.com report. What's up, Dave?
Well, good morning, Rick. Good morning, Pete. I don't know who the guest is. I apologize. I'm going 100 miles an hour. But whoever it is, good morning.
Captain Kevin Kelly.
Kevin Parker. Hey, how are you?
I know, Kevin. How are you, buddy?
How are you? I'm good.
Good. Hey, guys. I got to tell you, we're going to get off subject here for a minute. I never stop learning, and we were blessed to have Mr. R.J. Boyle from Florida, the true inventor of the deep drop swordfish, on our boat for the last 3 days. And I learned a ton from that man. It was spectacular. We went and set up over there at Clemente for a couple days trying to figure out this thing. And like he said, it's tough to figure it out when you've never been here before to figure out exactly where to go. But we were blessed by the fish gods. I personally have never seen a live OPA. We got 147.5-pound OPA, and
nice.
It was spectacular.
That's cool.
Wow.
Unbelievable, guys. It was incredible. The thing, when it wanted to go, it just took the 200-pound braid like there was no tomorrow. It was pretty cool. But right away, RJ knew it was not a sword, but it was still a pretty cool bycatch. I was pretty happy with it. But we learned some new techniques. But other than that, guys, I've been all over the place this week, all fishing Clemente, Catalina, outside here looking for that yellowfin that's everywhere off Dana, from Dana Point down to the border. On the inside, 12, 18 miles off the beach. Whenever this stuff gets done eating all those anchovies, we are going to have a phenomenal tuna season. Because literally, everywhere you go, you see it on the meter. You see fish come up crashing around. But there's so much anchovy right now, it's hard to pull them off. If you get lucky and you get a handful of fish or a couple fish, you got to feel pretty proud of yourself. Because these things are very frustrating. These yellowfin have been hanging out with the bluefin for so long, and I think they're bluefin now, and they act the same. It's pretty frustrating. But Catalina, Clemente, both fishing really good right now. Lots of everything. Lots of bonita, lots of barracuda, lots of calico bass. You get on the right condition, there's plenty of yellowtail at both islands. The beach is fishing phenomenal. Calico bass all over the place. Barracuda up there in Long Beach, San Pedro area. One day it bites wide open and it doesn't bite for 3 or 4 days. You just want to make sure, like I always say, you got to go fishing, guys. You just got to go. That bluefin tuna down below the border there, this record size tuna, lots of people are getting their personal best bluefins. You know, it's just, I don't know. As soon as it eats all the food that's here, it's going to be unbelievable.
Yeah, man. So is this the week, Dave? Come on.
This is the week. Well, there's never a bad time to go fishing unless
yeah.
the weather's crappy. I go fishing every single day, and you guys should, too, because there's never a bad day on the water unless it's really rough.
Indeed. And follow it on fishdope.com. Dave gives reports. Mark gives reports. All the information you need is at fishdope.com. $20 off a new membership to fishdope.com right now. You put the code in, hookupnow, lowercase, no space, hookupnow. You save $20 off an annual membership. You have 365 days of fishdope.com for less than $150. How about that?
No brainer.
Yeah, no brainer.
That's pretty good. And you know what's really cool is Pete Grosbeck left the boat last night, and this is my first opportunity to actually talk, so I'm pretty excited to talk.
Yeah, very good. Nice. Nice. All right. Very good, Dave. Well,
and I say that because I know he's on his boat right now listening. They're out there trying that deep drop thing on the control chaos right now. So hello, Pete. Hi, RJ. And thanks, guys, for letting me talk, and I'll let you get back to the show, and I'll talk to you next Sunday.
All right. Talk
see
to you
Dave.
Next Sunday,
see Dave.
Dave. Appreciate that very much.
All right. Well, that's going to wrap up our
game. He should talk.
Right, yeah.
I mean, could you imagine?
Come on. Say,
the competing between Pete Grosbeck and Dave Hansen?
Oh, my God.
I mean.
Oh, my God.
You're talking about getting a word in edgewise? What about Pete?
I can't imagine. Imagine what poor R.J. Boyle must have thought being in between those two hurricanes.
Holy moly. Yeah.
Hey, we're having a good time. And we want to have you join us this morning, having a great time. Again, Catch Report wrapped up by Fisherman's Processing in San Diego, the absolute best. Fisherman's Processing is San Diego's finest, and that's why they're known as the Fish Pros, because once you try them, you'll be hooked. They'll fillet and vacuum pack your fish all to your specs, as well as offer the best in smoked fish, jerky, and their famous tuna burgers. Check fishermansprocessing.com for more details, or you can see them when your trip returns to the San Diego Landing.
Can't wait to get some of that tuna over to Fisherman's Processing. Man.
Nobody does it better.
Nobody does it better.
Table ready is the word that they always use. And every time I pull a pack out of the freezer, you always look at them like, yeah, that's it, man. I mean, there is just, you don't do anything. You don't cut any bloodline. You don't cut any skin off. There's no red marks. There's no nothing. You just open the bag, pat it off, olive oil it up, and throw it on the grill.
You're good. Yeah,
so
for
good.
Sure. Hey, you want to get through? Been a busy morning. You want to talk to Kevin, ask a question, make a comment, Fish Report, 877-792-1090. 877-792-1090.
All right, well, let's jump right back into the phones. This time we're going to talk to Don, who's calling us from Woodland Hills this morning. Hi, Don. Welcome to the show.
Hey, guys. Good morning. Thanks for taking my call.
Don?
Hey, Kevin, I was out on a skiff with the charter the other day, and the skipper was talking about that when they repowered the boat, they ended up getting a Yamaha from a boat that had twin screws on it, and this was actually a left-turning screw. Is that normal, or is it typically a right-turning prop?
It's a good question.
The right-hand rotation is the one that they sell more of, but there's absolutely nothing wrong with having a left-hand turning.
So either one will work on a single-engine application.
As a single-engine, yeah.
But when you have twins, you got to have one and the other, right?
Exactly. Yeah, a left and a right. But, yeah, there's boats that we see that come in with left-hand rotation, and, you know, they just have a left-hand rotation prop. It's a little bit different gearbox on the left-hand rotation, probably a little heavier duty, I think, is what I've been told. So there's nothing wrong with that.
Interesting.
Yeah.
And you'll notice sometimes if you see a boat sitting in idle, the left-hand prop, the port prop, will actually be turning just very so slowly because there's an extra carrier bearing or gear in there or something that causes that left-hand prop just to slowly turn when it's not in gear.
It's not in gear. Why is that?
There's because the bottom end is a little bit different construction for the left-hand rotation.
Interesting.
But there's nothing.
There's no difference.
There's nothing wrong
Why
with that.
Why do you always sell right-hand rotation?
That's just how they come normally for a single engine.
Yeah. Just because.
That's just the standard.
Yeah. Okay.
That's just the standard.
All right. Maybe because it's coming from the right coast? Or is that the left coast? I don't know.
It's coming
first coast
from Japan.
Yeah,
and then to Georgia.
Yeah.
So
one way or the other. Anyway, they both work.
Yeah, that's
yeah,
for sure.
Indeed. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. I want to remind you, be sure to check out this week's edition of Western Outdoor News, always loaded with great information. This week, rockfish in the Channel Islands, as well as white sea bass. Man, the sea bass bite up.
Biting.
You should see some of the pictures in Western Outdoor News this week.
Brandon got another huge one.
Yeah. That guy's just on fire. And look at the back cover.
Big ad for West Coast Marine.
Yeah.
Right there.
Yeah. Repowers and Parkers and...
The whole deal.
The whole thing at West Coast Marine.
There you go. Check it out, this week's edition of Western Outdoor News.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. Again, a great opportunity for you to get through on a busy morning. 858-457-1090. And we're going to check in with Yami and find out what's cooking. We got more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Mighty 1090.
For over five decades, Lee Palm Sport Fishing has set the standard in long-range fishing that they pioneered long ago. The Red Rooster 3 sets a new standard of excellence. The Red Rooster 3 is one of the most modern, quiet, and fastest long-range vessels in the fleet. They have handpicked the finest crew to make your trip a memorable one. The Red Rooster 3 offers trips from 3 to 18 days and runs year-round to the best fishing spots on the planet. Ride the Red Rooster 3 once and you'll be back again. Call the Red Rooster 3 at 619-224-3800. Or see them on the web at redrooster3.com.
This is Greg Stotesbury from AFCO. For more than 58 years, the American Fishing Tackle Company has been recognized as the premier manufacturer of precision-built offshore fishing tackle. AFCO continues this tradition today with an innovative technical fishing clothing line designed and built by fishermen for fishermen. From our next-generation waterproof shorts like Tactical or Stealth to our new anhydrous waterproof jacket and bibs, the entire AFCO clothing line is purpose-built with the latest AFTEC fabrics and features designed to deliver for the demanding angler. To find AFCO products, go to AFCO.com and find a dealer near you.
Fifth Avenue Insurance has a new name. It's Snap Insurance. Still providing anglers and boaters with the best in boat insurance and the lowest rates. The experts at Snap Insurance will make sure your boat and property are covered right. Traveling to Mexico? Snap has you covered. You can even work with your agent to wrap your home and auto with your boat policy to save even more. Call them for advice on your current boat policy or any of your insurance needs. Snap Insurance, 800-527-6617, or snapins.com. That's snapins.com.
He's not just my fishing buddy. After 30 years, he's a brother, and I'd sure hate to lose him. His bass boat's got nothing to do with it, so I make sure both of us wear a life jacket. Save the ones you love, even if they don't own a fancy boat. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
The bluefin are abundant this year, but getting them to bite is another story. But if you're willing to chase them, there's an opportunity to land the catch of a lifetime. Now, getting the deal of a lifetime on a new Ford is much less effort, because the gigantic summer sales event is going on now at your San Diego County Ford dealer. Choose from a great selection of cars, trucks, and SUVs, and save big on interest charges with zero APR long-term financing. On top of that, your Ford dealer will give you an additional bonus for your qualified trade. This special offer is available to anyone who gets approved through Ford Motor Credit. You'll also find great deals on new Ford Super Duty, Motor Trend Magazine's 2017 Truck of the Year. So why chase deals all over town when you can land the deal of a lifetime on the new Ford, car, truck, or SUV you've always wanted during the Ford Summer Sales Event? Stop by any San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up. Learn more at buyfordnow.com.
XEPRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
San Diego sports leader.
The home of ESPN Radio.
The Mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Let's find out what's cooking. Yanni's on the line from Fisherman's Belly. Good morning, Yanni.
Hey, Yanni.
Good morning, gentlemen. What a great show this morning.
Having
Thank
fun.
You very
Thanks.
Much. Now, I'm hungry this morning, Yanni. What are we eating?
Well, you know what? I'm continuing our tuna war recipe series with recipe number 3, and that is, are you ready for this one? Tuna taquitos.
Oh, dude.
Oh, yeah.
I saw
tuna taquitos.
I saw the photo on Fisherman's Belly, and they look so good.
Oh, my God. Tuna taquitos with a homemade cucumber guacamole sauce. I'm telling you. Who doesn't love taquitos, especially homemade taquitos? I was exposed to fish taquitos for the first time in my life way back in the Bay of L.A. I was camping and fishing out there, and we gave some fish to some locals. And one of the gals, Juanita, that night came into our campground and gave us some fish taquitos. I'll never forget it. It was insane. I've recreated the recipe over and over again. I've been serving it to my family. Oh, my God. You guys have to go to my website to find out how easy it is to make these homemade fish taquitos with some ground fish. And then what's really cool is this guacamole has got cucumber in it. And the Mexicans, especially all over Baja, used cucumber for drinks and sauces, and it was the first time I'd ever had cucumber in guacamole. It's really an outstanding way to have an insane guacamole.
That sounds so killer. Yeah, honey, I can't get over it. And like I said, you, as always on Fisherman's Belly, you do such a great job of video, showing all the preparation, showing everything about it. Man, that sounds killer.
That sounds so good. And we'll have it up on our website, hookup1090.com, on our cooking page there, Angler's Table. Check it out. And right now you can check it out at fishermansbelly.com. Right, Yanni?
Yes, you can. And you know what? If you're on your phone and you need to get my recipe as soon as possible, or let's say you're driving home after your fresh catch and you want to look at some recipes, go to my YouTube channel, subscribe. You'll see my easy-to-make recipes right on your telephone. And if you end up with any questions at all, you have a fish cooking emergency, sign up on our Facebook page. Ask your question. I get alerts on my phone right away. I can help you guys with any kind of fish cooking emergency you guys may have.
The thing that I love so much about everything that you do, Yanni, is it looks killer and it's easy to do. Your videos blow me away that, you know, we can produce something that looks as good as the dishes that you make, even if you're a little bit lame like me when it comes to being in the kitchen.
You guys, I have mastered the technique of being able to put together simple dishes at home because I just love to eat fish food. I really do. And I'm glad to be able to share it with you guys. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Yanni. Sure appreciate that. We'll talk to you in a couple weeks.
Thank you, thank you. And by the way, I love today's show, especially I've been buying my electronics at West Marine for years, me and my buddies and our kayaks, and we love the warranty program. So thank you to West Marine.
Well, okay, it's actually West Coast Marine, the Parker Boat Dealers, but close.
Oh,
yeah.
You're close.
Oh, but, you know, hey.
That's okay.
Nothing wrong with that either.
Yeah. Yeah, no. And West Marine sells Simrad, too, but that it's all good.
All good.
All right, well, thanks. Right.
Thanks, Yanni.
Yanni, appreciate that
Take care.
Very much.
Bye-bye.
All right, well, hey, the phone lines, again, are packed up. If you want to get through, still a great opportunity, 858 area code 457-1090. That's our local number. Or toll-free at 877-792-1090. Let's talk to James, calling us from Oceanside this morning. Good morning, James. Thanks for hanging in there with us.
Good morning, James.
Hey, good morning, guys. Thank you for taking my call.
Good morning.
Got it, James.
Hey, I've got a quick question, not to get off topic of the tuna, but about a month or more ago, you folks were talking about Barrett Lake being reopened, and I went ahead and got tickets.
Nice.
I'm super stoked to finally get tickets to fish there. I've never been there before in my life. Checked all the information out, and I'm wondering about bringing my father. He's kind of elderly. He's 87. And I'm worried about access and whether it's going to be a hassle for him to get in and out of the boat there. Just wanted any insights you guys might be willing to provide.
I would say that access is good. One tip that I might give you is to not be in a rush. You know, people get so excited, you know, to start their morning, and everybody runs down to go get into the boat. So you can drive very close to the boat dock itself, but I would say as long as you guys don't mind being the first one to lake, let the rush of everybody getting on their boats and then drive your vehicle and unloading everything as close to the boat dock as you can. Barrett Lake is not as easy as going to one of the other city lakes where you obviously pull up directly in front of the boat and hop in your boat and take off. There is a little bit of walking down, some dry, graded hills, but still, it's not the easiest one, but you definitely could get access for him on, and I don't think it'll be an issue for you, but I wouldn't try to fight the rush with everybody. Let everybody go, get on the boats first, and then you guys drive the car right down to the boat dock, get him unloaded, and then pull your car back up to the parking area up above. And the other thing that I will warn you is there are no concessions at Barrett Lake, so make sure you've got ample water and food and all those kind of things, so there's nothing to buy there. And the third thing, it can get hot. It's in East County.
In the summer.
It's in East County and get hot, too. So, keep all of those things in mind.
No shade on the boats.
Exactly.
So maybe bring an umbrella.
What about restrooms, guys?
There, again,
there... Are there
there are facilities, but they're all, you know, porta potty type things. And and as far as getting to they have several stations out on the lake. But again, I'm not going to sugarcoat it. None of them are super easy. They're not difficult for yourself, but you know, if your father's a little on the elderly side and doesn't have it as easy of a time, you know, navigating unstable, you know, walkways, getting up a little hill kind of stuff, it might be tougher. So I do think it's definitely doable, but you know, maybe proceed with a little bit of caution, take those extra steps in mind, knowing that that's what you got.
But it is an awesome fishery and an awesome opportunity, a great place to
yeah.
And the water level.
Yeah, he grew up here in San Diego and has never fished it himself. He's never actually been there.
That's
so
awesome.
That's really why he really wants to go and just check it out, not so much for the fishing, but just to check it out.
Yeah, I hope I don't sound like I'm discouraging you for it, because I think he'll be just fine. You know, I mean, for sure. I'm just saying it's definitely doable. It's going to require a little more work on your part, but I think that's awesome, and he's going to love it, as will you.
Boats are very basic.
Yes.
You just have to be aware of all the basic things. And I think if you have a handicap sticker, I think they do have a handicap parking spot or a drop-off spot there.
Down below.
That's really good intel.
Yeah.
And can I just use regular bass lures and then crimp the barbs off, or do I have to buy special hooks for that place?
Just crimp down what you have.
Yep.
It's all barbless hook, catch and release. Just crimp down the barbs and you're good.
And I will say, Lori told us when we were there that, you know, that has always been the rule at Barrett, and it always should be followed there regardless. But I'm sure there were plenty of people who didn't in the past. Well, there is a new game warden that is assigned to Lake Barrett who is, you know, it's usually two people in a plainclothes boat, and they have written a large amount of tickets, one of which
really?
Is a buddy of mine who did get popped for sure. So
they're not having, they're
yes,
not crimp,
so
cripping their barbs.
There's a lot of people who probably just, well, I never get checked, it's no big deal over the years. That is not the case anymore. I know of quite a few tickets that have been written. Plainclothes guys are out fishing and, you know, watch a couple buddies hook a fish and then slide right over. Okay, boys, let's see them. And, you know, and one of my buddies like, hey, man, I knew it was the rule. Just got excited and didn't do it and got popped. So you're going to Barrett. You know it's going to happen. Grab your duck bills or your needle nose and flatten down the barbs and keep going. Because it's not like the old days. They definitely are actively checking.
Interesting. Good information. Thanks a lot for the call. Have a great time with your dad there. I'm good for you for taking him out fishing. That does free up 858-457-1090 open right now. I just posted a picture on our Facebook, Let's Talk Hookup Radio Show, as well as our Instagram, Hookup 1090, of Kevin and Lucy. Lucy's, of course, Kevin's constant sidekick, sitting here in the studio with us right now in the Mighty 1090 studio. So you want to check out the team, the West Coast team right there.
The Black
you
Lab.
You do it all yourself. That's not true. Lucy helps you every day.
Yeah, she comes out and she greets customers and
yeah.
follows me out to the boat and lays down on the nice cold concrete.
Yeah, she's just hanging out here in the
studio.
She's
the shop dog
and
goes every place.
So check that out on our Instagram as well as our Facebook page. And also don't forget to subscribe to our newsletter. I mentioned it yesterday. We have a great article on our Cedros trip, with lots of super pictures and information on our Cedro Sport Fishing trip a couple weeks ago. And, of course, Bill Varnay updates everything every week of what's going on in the fishing world, what's going on the show. It gives you a history of who's on the show. So check that out. Subscribe to our great email blast that's put together every week for you. Along with a story and information. It's easy to do. Just go to a front page of our website, letstalkhookup.com, and just enter your email address and click on that little icon that says subscribe to our newsletter, and you're in.
That's it. Well, hey, the phones are getting packed up. If you want to get through, the only line still open, toll-free, 877-792-1090. Let's talk to Pablo calling us from Northridge this morning. Hi, Pablo. Welcome to the show.
Hey, fellas, nice talking to you. I wanted to relate a little story on a Parker boat 10 years ago.
All right.
We left out of Kona Kai. Mothership was a 70-foot Elliott, and we towed a 25 Parker out to Guadalupe.
Wow,
cool.
It was called the Wide Load. It was a beautiful boat. Terrence Bird was on board the Wide Load, and we set him free at first light upon the tow. And before I let him go, I helium balloon backed him two nice breakfast burritos, and then they set off in front of us, and we spent 7 days at the loop where they were out. You know, we fished all around the island, which is pretty hard to do most of the time, but with the Parker, They brought 350 jugs in the cockpit, you know, for fuel. And then on our boat, we had an extra 150 tank of gasoline that we filled them up with on the way home. The red lights came on at the Coronado Islands, but they made it back into the harbor. So it was a wonderful trip. And I think it's the only Parker ever been to the Loop.
That's a good story, Pablo. So did you actually
tow it,
or did they just follow you?
Oh, no, we roped them and bridled them and towed them till first light, which we left Kona Kai about 9 at night. So it was about 9 hours later that we set them free, and they went out exploring, giving us the idea of where to anchor up. And we went right out to Pilot Rock and spent a few days there and then kind of cruised around the other end of the island.
That's a cool story.
That's way cool. Did they run back on their own power back home?
They went back on their own power, twin Yamis.
Wow.
That's a long ride.
That's a long ride, for sure.
That long ride for a Parker.
That's an awesome story, Pablo.
All right.
One other story was we dropped 600-foot of chain and an anchor at Desperation last year on the Tuninator. And I talked to other fishermen, and I didn't feel so guilty because we weren't the only ones that lost chain and rope and anchor on that reef.
600 feet of chain and anchor? How much do you
need?
That's
all we had was 600 foot. We had nothing but chain, straight chain. We had to go down to where it was bolted into the hull of the boat and then take the bolts off and say goodbye because we couldn't get it loose in the... And the bow was bending pretty heavy when we tried to jerk it out.
Oh, no way. Man. That's brutal.
And how much line do you need, chain and line do you need to anchor Desperation, in your opinion?
Well, evidently more than we have.
You're anchoring in about 300 feet, right?
Yes. And, you know, double is fine, but if it's rough out there and stuff like that, you might need a little more.
Yeah. Oh, more like 900 would probably be more appropriate, huh?
It's about three but times. People don't want to jeopardize that much if they do get hung.
Yeah, no kidding. That's a lot of money for sure. Hey, thanks for the stories, Pablo.
Hey, Pablo.
Appreciate the report this morning.
That was fun. All right, let's jump right back into the phones. This time we're going to talk to Doug calling us from Montebello this morning. Good morning, Doug. Thanks for hanging in there with us.
Yeah, hi. I was just wondering about a boat. How do you determine what size outboard to put on the boat, size of the boat?
Good question.
Yeah. Well, on the Parkers, they're all, pre-done at the factory. They're matched. It's a match set between the boat and the hull and the horsepower that they do. They do a lot of testing. They have different options available, you know, standard power, and then some boats have mid-size power requirements, their availability, and then you get, you know, the top end, the most power. So, just depending on how you're going to use it, dictates which one you're going to order or which one would work in your best interest. So, but it's all matched at the factory. Now, as far as, if it's not a Parker, most boats come with an engine already. So if you're repowering something, you're going to put the equivalent back on it or maybe have to go up. If you're coming from a two-stroke to a four-stroke, you might have to go up a little bit because the four-stroke's going to be a little bit heavier engine. So you might want to go up in horsepower from what was originally on the boat.
Compensate the extra weight.
Yeah.
And also, every boat is manufactured with a plate by the Coast Guard, that's designated by the Coast Guard, that says how much the maximum horsepower you can put on. You can exceed the maximum horsepower, but it voids your insurance, from what I understand.
Yeah.
Is that correct?
Your insurance company is going to have a problem with that if you have a claim.
Yeah.
And you've exceeded it.
Yeah. So you want to stay at or below that recommendation on the plate.
Correct.
All right. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
All right. Hey, let's jump back into the phones. We got a first-time caller on the line, Debbie, calling us from Chino this morning. Good morning, Debbie. Welcome to the show.
Good morning.
Hi, Debbie.
Chino, California.
Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, good morning.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry, I could barely hear you.
Go ahead, Debbie. You have a question?
Yeah, you're on the air, Debbie.
Yes,
go ahead.
I have a question. I have some friends, and they want to go fishing, and one of them is partly blind. Would he be allowed on the boat to fish because he wants to catch the fish?
You would have to call the individual landing find out about that, and they would be able to answer that question. I don't know of anybody that would deny that.
Yeah,
as long as it has, if you have help there,
Yeah.
And you're not just letting them go by himself, which you certainly wouldn't do. But as long as you're there with them, I don't see anybody that would have a problem with
that. I can't imagine any operation turning you down. And that's the best call, Pete, is you give the guys a heads up and let them know, you know, maybe they might try to put an extra crew member on board, or they might try to make some arrangements, or they might work with you and say, hey, you know what, why don't you come out on this day? That's when our reservations are a little bit lesser, so the guys will be a little more free to help give him a little extra assistance, things like that. I think if you called any good landing around, they're all going to be more than happy to work with you and you know, allow him to experience the cool deal there. So, yeah, I agree with Pete. Just give him a heads up ahead of time, just to give them the ability to make some extra arrangements, and I'm sure he'll be well taken care of.
Indeed, Debbie. Thanks a lot for being a first-time caller with us. Appreciate that very much.
All right. Hey, let's jump back into the phones. Talk to Bruce calling us from Lemon Grove this morning. Hi, Bruce. Welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning, guys. Great show.
Just about 30 seconds left, sorry, Bruce.
Huh?
Just about 30 seconds.
Well, anyways, I inherited 40-horse Suzuki. Who could I get to work on that, Kevin? Would you guys do that?
Unfortunately, we are Yamaha only.
Yeah, I know that.
Strictly Yamaha. You know, I'm not sure. That's the one thing about the Suzukis. They make a good engine, but they just don't have the service facilities to service them and provide parts and that kind of stuff. And there's guys around. Look in that Marine Directory. You'll find guys that do it. I think there's somebody down here in San Diego.
Somebody's down here will do it.
Yeah.
It's always good to, like, if you have a Yamaha, take it to an authorized Yamaha service center.
Oh, yeah.
If you have a Suzuki, take it to an authorized service center for a Suzuki.
Yeah.
They'll have the parts and everything for you. Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning.
Hey, with that, we're going to find out who's going on a three-quarter day trip on the San Diego. More Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Mighty 1090.
For East Cape Fishing, Genrin is known as the best. This is Mark Rayer. Great service, top quality equipment, including all accurate reels, CalStar rods, and Cibran electronics, has put my immaculately maintained twin-engine cruisers in a class of their own. For memories of a lifetime, just bring your hat and sunglasses, and we'll provide a fishing experience that will exceed your expectations. Our calendar's filling fast, so don't miss out. For packages, two live webcams, a weekly fishery report, and more, check out TeamGenrin.com. We pick up at all East Cape resorts, so let's go fishing.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, CalStar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest it's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the CalStar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend CalStar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
This is Chelsea from Dana Landing in Mission Bay. We are truly the one-stop shop for a great day on the water. Looking for a fishing charter? Dana Landing has you covered with the Blackjack, perfect up to four anglers, or the Impulse, up to six anglers in comfort and style. Dana Landing has a huge tackle shop with everything you need to go fish bay bass, tuna, or marlin, and our staff will dial you in. We even have Mexican and California fishing licenses and reel repair. Our deli at Dana Landing is a local's favorite with all the food, ice, and beverages you need. Hey, need freshwater tackle? Head to East County Bait and Tackle, the ultimate in rods and reels, the latest freshwater lures and live bait. ECBT has a staff second to none when it comes to sharing their passion for fishing. ECBT is at the end of the 67 Freeway on Maple View and Lakeside. And Dana Landing is next to the Dana Launch Ramp in Mission Bay. Check out danalandy.com for more details.
This is Captain Tim Ekstrom from the long-range vessel Royal Star. With my partners Randy Toussaint and Brian Sims, we have set the bar for the long-range fishing experience. A spring 8-day, summer 5-day, or a fly-down, fly-back 11-day winter trip, we deliver the highest quality long-range voyage you will find. From our premium RSW fish storage to our top-of-the-line chefs and crew, Royal Star distinguishes itself from all others. Want to grab a spot on the Royal Star? Check us out at RoyalStarSportFishing.com or call Tracy at 619-224-4764.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. All right, the big winner going three-quarter day fishing on the San Diego, going to Pablo in Northridge. Pablo, congratulations. You're going to love fishing with Captain Booger and the boys.
Indeed, and thank you, Kevin Kelly, West Coast Marine, Parker Boats, Yamaha Outboards. How do we find you? We want to investigate the possibility.
Easiest way is on that web, www.westcoastmarine.com.
You have all your boats listed right on the web, right?
They're listed there, the boats that are in inventory. There's a section that shows pictures of some of the custom modifications we do. It's integrated with our West Coast Marine Service website also, and all of their service capabilities. My cell phone number, you can always reach me on that, is in the 949 area code, 735-5759.
All right. And if you want to come and take a look, where do
take
we find
a look.
You?
We're up in Costa Mesa, 1555 Newport Boulevard in Costa Mesa. It's right where the 73, the Newport Freeway, ends, and it goes down to the beach right near Hogue Hospital down there.
Can't miss it.
Can't miss it.
Just look for the Parkers.
Only boat dealership on Newport Boulevard down there.
There you go. Yeah. All right. Thanks, Kevin, for coming in, and thank you for listening today. We're going to be back next Saturday and Sunday. Next Saturday, I'll be at Katmai, landing right about
here.
When the show's coming in. And I'll be calling from there, giving you a little report. But Captain Mike Pritchard from the Tribune will be here next Saturday. And then next Sunday, Captain Ryan Bostian from the San Diego. A couple of great shows next Saturday and Sunday. Thanks for listening to Let's Talk Hookup and the Mighty 1090. We'll see you next week. Yeah.